Rob enjoys acting as a mentor, and Ed enjoys some hard graft when we're back in Ambridge, just after 7 o'clock this evening.
At last. Are you here at last?
An epic journey to the underworld.
Aeneas of Troy, renowned for his right life and warrior prowess, descends among the shades, down to death's deepest regions to see his father.
Translated by the poet Seamus Heaney in his final work.
Whatever disasters befall, do not flinch. Go all the bolder to face them. Follow your fate to the limit.
Ian McKellen reads Seamus Heaney's Aeneid Book 6 on BBC Radio 4, next Monday to Friday morning at 9:45.
But now the second part of the final series of Pilgrim. Following the death of Laura Tyler, William Palmer has sworn to punish his former close friend, Morgan Hambleton, for his crimes. But first, he has to track him down. Pilgrim, Stickton General by Sebastian Bontkiewicz.
Now, Baxter, before we go any further, I need to feel that you are still 100% about this. The hospital?
Yes, Morgan, absolutely. No problem.
That's extraordinarily decent of you, Baxter.
Anything for you, Morgan. You know that.
Mm. Well, don't you think I don't appreciate it? Not for one second.
I don't think anything.
I like your phone, I must say. Very swanky. Mind if I...
Go right ahead.
Oh.
It's on shuffle.
Your music?
Old school, I'm afraid.
You've got thousands of albums on here.
Not thousands.
A few hundred, certainly.
If you want it, Morgan, you can take it, the phone.
Why would I want your phone and all your rubbishy music?
I don't know.
They don't understand albums. For young. They're not important like they were to us. Huh? Joshua Tree. Howard Jones, all that. Oh, but what do we have here? Well, now we're talking. Ah! Yeah? Remember this?
College days.
Tears for fears.
Advice for the young at heart.
Times we had. Our gang.
Laura Tyler.
Yeah, didn't you and she...
Once. Only once. I know you were...
Yeah. You never saw it through, then?
With Laura?
With your training.
Oh, wasn't cut out for it.
Being an optician?
No.
I practised.
Did you?
Up in Galeforth, where my mother lived, Jackson's Mill.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't do as well as you, though, financially speaking. Didn't have your enthusiasm for property. Other interests, you know.
Oblique interests.
Oblique interests, precisely. Magic.
Like I say, Morgan, you can have it. The building, the hospital, it's all yours. I'll get the deeds sorted and everything.
Deeds?
Only please.
Please? Please, please, tell me now.
Please don't come any nearer.
I offend you?
No, of course not. Only your skin.
Your skin? It's,
I don't know what it is. What's wrong with it?
Wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with it. It's merely silver with the water of life. Regard.
The water of...
Life. Baxter. Life. And it's life that's brought me to this old hospital today, and life that I intend to embrace you with. Life. In all its wonder, in all its mystery. Life. Wonderful. Wonderful. Life.
Of all the tales told on these islands, few are as strange as that of William Palmer. Cursed, apparently, on the road to Canterbury in the spring of 1185 for denying the presence of the other world by the King of the Grey Folk, or Fairy, himself, and compelled to walk from that day to this between the worlds of magic and of men, and subsequently known in all the strange and wonderful lore attributed to the mysterious William Palmer as Pilgrim.
Gone serial killer, have we, Billy? The VW, newspapers on the window.
Then you've never met him, Morgan?
Met him? I've never even heard of him. Morgan Hambleton.
You're sure?
Do you even doubt it?
When it comes to you, Randall.
When it comes to me, what? You show up here at my caravan and start banging on about some person I've never even heard of. What am I supposed to say? Can't very well say I know a person when I don't, can I? There isn't anyone else in that van, is there?
There's nobody you need worry about.
Then there is.
And Bleecker Lake? You really don't remember about anything that happened?
What would I remember?
You tell me. The station house?
We had baked beans at the table. I do remember that.
And the time before, the birds.
What birds are these?
The ones that came out of your mouth.
Listen, don't you feel obliged, Billy? Leave just as soon as you like, you and your friend in the van.
Randall.
Look, I'll talk to you about anything you want, you know that, but I can't talk about people and places I don't know, can I? Because I don't know anything about them, and that's that. Now, I can do us both an omelette.
An omelette? He's a murderer. This Morgan.
I'm sorry to hear that, Billy. I am, but what's that got to do with me?
I passed Matthias and Siri and now Laura.
Laura?
Now Laura went to college with her. It's a pendant that he made her wear. And pendant.
The pendant of what?
I'm hungry.
Are you?
How about one of your mushroom omelettes? I could murder one.
Well, these, Billy, are my very own wild mushrooms. Freshly picked, back meadow yonder.
There they are.
Ah, premium quality. Only the best, Billy. So, how'd you like your omelette? Touch of parmesan.
Sounds perfect. What can I do?
You can clear the table.
Absolutely.
Yes, chap. Let bygones be bygones. Water under the bridge. After all, I can't help it, can I? By the sight, that's just the particular way I'm wired up. That's my ancestry, and I'm proud of it. My grey folk blood. Not many people can say that. Not many usually know.
But there's no magic practiced.
Not by me, Billy, ever. Do you want to ask your friend in? In the van.
That's not.
Because?
You're not in any danger.
Am I not?
You have my word, and to tell you the absolute, I'm actually pleased to see you, Randall. You and your mushrooms.
Oh, there's a first.
I mean it. These mushrooms grow here, don't they?
Yeah, right outside. Uniquely.
Uniquely?
So they say.
So who say?
The mushroom men.
What mushroom men?
The foragers. Experts.
And who are they?
I don't know, do I?
You want me to beat some eggs?
Oh, I've got an electric whisk.
Ooh, all mob cons.
Yeah. You could put some music on. It's a tape thing.
On anything in particular?
Just bang on whatever's there.
It's not Dreamweaver, is it?
Now, there's one beautiful song. Dreamweaver, I believe...
Morgan Hambleton, Randall.
Kenneth Condor, William.
Who?
Exactly.
What?
I just said a name, like you said a name, because that's all this Morgan Hambleton is to me, a name. A name I don't particularly want to put a face to. Now, where's that music? Can't cook without music. Dr. Morgan.
Dr. Baxter. Patients prepped, I trust.
Ready for your examination.
Excellent. There are more of these on the way, aren't there? Mushrooms.
We're expecting a delivery today.
Can't make people well if I don't have a mushrooms.
Builds the strength.
Powers the power. Yum.
And there's a lady here to see you. Nice, shiny shoes. Class.
Perhaps she's to be our new head nurse, this lady who's here.
Oh, I don't know. She's called Camilla.
Camilla what?
Camilla.
Camilla?
I thought it unusual too.
Send her up to the admin office.
But what about the patient?
Is their condition life-threatening?
Kidney stones.
Please inform the patient that I'll be down to see her.
Him.
Him, just as soon as I've completed my interview with Miss Camilla. Camilla.
Certainly, Dr. Morgan. Thank you.
As you were, Dr. Baxter, and well done.
Thank you, Morgan. You're the best.
You know I am. These mushrooms are delicious.
Now, I don't know about you, but That's what I call a mushroom omelette. Oh,
well, it certainly smells good.
Secrets in the seasoning. I never stint, not when it comes to seasoning. Pass us that other plate. Tell me you don't want ketchup.
I don't want ketchup.
Not with these mushrooms, you don't. Yeah. Tuck in.
Oh, wow.
Amazing, aren't they? It doesn't just stop at the taste. Oh, no.
What doesn't?
How amazing these mushrooms actually are. Life-giving properties, you see.
Says who?
Says,
I don't know.
People.
You said you weren't practising magic.
And I'm not.
Randall.
What? You're not going to drag me out into the mud again, are you?
Of course not.
Because what I know, Billy. And I keep to myself. Salt?
No, thank you.
Sometimes you're worse than the blooming fuzz.
Well, perhaps I did go too far that day, all things considered.
No. The
day that I dragged you out into the yard.
Is that an apology, Billy? Bloody hell.
Well, oh, this omelette is exceptional, Randall, really.
Oh, I thought not. That face of yours, though. The blood in those timeless veins.
Huh?
What they would discover if they got a hold of you. The doctors, medical science. You have to admit you're a bit of a marvel, medically speaking, unique.
Like a mushroom.
Bet Dr. Baxter would find you fascinating.
And who's Dr. Baxter?
Doctor I send my mushrooms to. Bournemouth way, Stickton General.
A doctor gets you to send him these?
Not for the patients, you understand.
Well, then for who?
For this genius they have working there. Real prodigy. Healing hands.
And this prodigy's name is?
Baxter never said.
Morgan Hambleton left these mushrooms on a table for me in Ludlow.
Did he?
Quite the coincidence, no?
And there was me thinking this was you coming to say hello.
How long have you been dealing with this man, Baxter?
Since he first came by.
And when was this?
A couple of months back.
Why didn't you say?
I just did. Jeez.
Our aim is very simple, Miss Camilla.
It is?
We strive to provide a comprehensive level of care for all. And I do mean all our patients. Everyone. Alive or dead.
Alive or...
How does that sound to you?
That sounds fascinating, Dr. Hambleton.
Morgan.
Morgan. But I think you may have confused me with somebody else.
Excuse me?
You see, I'm only here to do the evaluation on the property.
You've lost me.
The old district hospital. Where we are?
You've come to evaluate it.
I was supposed to meet Mr. Baxter, Mr. Gordon Baxter.
Mr. Gordon...
The property developer. I believe he's received planning permission to go ahead with the conversion. Designer flats, all mod cons.
Designer flats, all mod cons.
Quite. And, well, I've come up from the Bournemouth office today in order to...
Be our head nurse?
I'm sorry, no. I'm an estate agent. Monson's. And I had no idea this hospital was still being used as a hospital. An actual hospital.
Instead of what it was. A derelict.
Yes. What?
The building, silly.
You've lost me.
Although it does have an awful lot of its original fixtures and fittings. The cornices. Look at those cornices. The curlicues.
You know, I don't appreciate having my time wasted, Mr. Morgan.
Well, you're a very busy person.
Actually, I am a very busy professional person. And what are you cutting out there?
These paper orderlies. Soon as I'm done, I'll send them out into the hospital.
Cut out paper orderlies?
Oh, staffing costs these days. Now, Dr. Baxter and I have come to an alternative arrangement regarding the building's short and long-term future.
Then he's changed his mind?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
I see. Thank you.
Although, I'd very much like you to be on our in-house team, Camilla.
My name's Jones.
And you are so full of love, Camilla. Why, the love you have within you shines out so very brightly, it dazzles like the lights of Tuscalero.
The lights of...
Tea?
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes to tea, yes to life, yes to love. Yes to everything you stopped dreaming about when you were still in pigtails hoping one day you'd get to marry a Hanson.
A Hanson?
But, like me, you have committed cruel and wicked deeds, Camilla. That poor boy, Steve Hutchins. The deception, losing everything he had, including his heart, and all down to you and your cruel connivance.
Who told you anything about any of that? Was Steve here?
Don't worry, you're amongst friends. You're amongst those who've done the very worst and changed their ways. Myself, Dr. Morgan Hambleton, chief amongst them. Why, your sins are souffles compared to mine, believe me on that.
I'd like to go. Can I go?
Why did you come here today, Miss Camilla Camilla? To this hospital, my hospital, in your Karen Millen suit and shiny Jimmy Choo's and your air of professional competence and turn down what is, unquestionably, the opportunity of a lifetime just because you think I may have made some kind of banal mix-up when, in fact, I am offering you wonders. Wonders without compare. Regard.
Your skin
runs with silver. Runs with life. Would you give me your hand, Camilla, Camilla?
That's amazing. You're amazing.
And together we can make your life feel a whole lot better. Because I think that's what you want.
That is what I want.
I think you would do anything to make that conscience of yours clear. The way I did mine. And now, today, right here at Stickton General, you have your chance to put some of your own special mbop back into the world.
My own special mbop?
Welcome aboard, Sister Camilla Camilla.
Billy?
Yes, Randall?
The person in the van, that van of yours, Sleeping Beauty.
Did you not understand me earlier?
No, I know what you said. You said we weren't going to discuss her, not under any circumstances.
Yes.
Would that be because Sleeping Beauty's not actually sleeping, but actually dead, as in deceased?
Randall.
Well?
Look, I don't know. Right, she's somewhere in between,
you
I think.
You don't know if you have a dead or an undead person in your van.
Let's just find this hospital.
Sweet Tanata.
Are you sure about the name?
Stickton General in Bournemouth. That's where he said he worked.
Then where is it?
The hell should I know? This is Mount Street, isn't it?
Obviously somebody doesn't want us knocking on their door, do they?
Obviously somebody doesn't want you knocking on their door. You and your undead friend in the van.
Her name's Laura.
I don't want to know anything about her.
This is the right place. I know it.
6 hours in a car with a person who may or may not be a corpse to find a hospital that may or may not exist. Only with you, Billy.
How did he find you in the first place, Baxter?
I don't know. Said he'd been looking all over for the mushrooms. Said he'd been sent...
by the prodigy.
Whoever he is.
He's Morgan Hambleton, and it's Morgan Hambleton who left the mushrooms. Morgan Hambleton who's brought me here today.
You're sounding a little obsessed, Billy. No offence, but you and him seem to share some well-troubled history.
As a boy, he was abducted by a spirit.
This Morgan
was? Up at Jackson's Mill.
And in walks you. Day saved, I suppose.
Became a friend to the family.
Only you?
Only Morgan developed an unhealthy fascination with magic. He tricked me into making him a master magician.
And how'd he do that?
I was persuaded to fetch him copper, silver, and gold.
And when you did?
There was hell to pay. And I am responsible for what has occurred. The murders and the chaos, all of it.
And this chaos was...
4 months back.
What am I doing here, Billy?
We are rectifying a situation.
Which has nothing to do with me.
Listen, I won't let anything happen, Randall.
That what you said at Jackson's Mill?
But he's here. Morgan, he's here. He's here at Stickton General. I know it.
An invisible hospital with a master magician.
Just stay close and do as I say.
Here you go, my old mucker.
What are you doing?
Giving you the mushrooms to deliver to Baxter with my compliments, if you can actually find him. But what? Bringing me here? What were you thinking? I need money to get home, because I am not getting back in that van. Not for love nor money.
Right. Is that enough? More? Mm-hmm. Say when. When? It's a lot of train fares home.
No, Billy. This is compensation for this. And all those other times. That's what this is. Compensation.
Randall. Randall!
Excuse me. Sorry to disturb you.
Yes?
Here for the hospital, are you? Stickton General. My mother's a patient, you see.
Yes, yes. Actually, I'm looking for it.
Oh, well, I suppose it will reveal itself when it's ready to receive. We're both a little early for visiting. Sweet.
No, thank you.
You're visiting someone as well, aren't you?
I'm hoping to make an admission.
Well, you won't be disappointed. Not at Stickton General.
You're satisfied, then, with your mother's treatment?
It's her eyes. Most doctors had written her eyes off as untreatable. But when we came here and talked to Dr. Baxter, well...
It sounds amazing, this Dr. Baxter.
Oh, he's not a patch on the other one.
The other one?
Why, Dr. Morgan, of course.
Doctor?
The chief consultant, Dr. Morgan Hamilton.
I see.
Everything all right? He'll be seeing you. And whoever is your man, I expect, Dr. Hambleton. And he is the kindest and most attentive doctor in the world. He really is.
You describe him as kind?
Well, I describe him as a saint, is how I would describe him. An angel.
An angel?
The difference it's made to Mum and me. The hope.
He sounds amazing.
It's Jackie. Jackie Nichols.
William Palmer.
I'm very pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
I thank you.
I hope I put your mind at rest.
Remember me to Dr. Morgan, won't you?
Well, I'll certainly let him know you're waiting. Oh, well, here we are. This is me.
Excuse me?
Just along the wall here.
Oh, and tell him that Laura is going to need some assistance.
Laura?
When it comes to being admitted.
Right you are. Nice talking to you.
Jackie? Jackie?
Good afternoon, Mrs. Nichols.
Oh, good afternoon, Dr. Morgan.
Don't mind my associate, Sister Camilla, and Dr. Baxter observed you.
No, I shouldn't have thought so.
And you don't object if they're here when I perform the procedure?
The procedure?
The operation on your eyes.
Are you going to do that now?
Yes, Mrs. Nichols, I am. Right here, right now.
But you're going to get me prepped for theatre, aren't you?
Oh, there's no need for any of that, is there, Dr. Baxter?
No, Dr. Hamilton, no need for any of that.
Do you concur, Sister Camilla?
I do concur, Dr. Morgan.
Well, my daughter Jackie should be here soon. She said she wanted to be with me.
Of course she did. And it's good that you have someone to take you home after the procedure. See you all right. Tuck you in.
Well, she should be here by now, Jackie.
Perhaps I shouldn't conceal the hospital entrance. Some people do have a bit of a trial finding us, don't they, Dr. Baxter?
Some people have a Weetabix for brains instead of breakfast.
That they do. Well said, Baxter. And speaking of brains, let's have a little look at those poor blanched out peepers of yours, Mrs. Nichols, while we're waiting for Jackie. Look up for me. Look down. Same as ever, then.
Oh, still blind in both, I'm afraid.
Yes, yes, there's really nothing much left, is there?
Oh, that's the disease.
Yes, it is, and it is a very yucky one, is it not? Now, you may feel just a teensy bit of pressure around your temples. It's nothing at all to worry about, all right?
All right.
Oh, so sorry I'm late, ma'am.
Oh, hello, Jackie, love.
Thousand welcomes, daughter Jackie. You're just in the nick.
Thank you, Dr. Morgan. Apologies again.
Dr. Morgan was actually just about to commence the procedure.
Thank you, Sister Camilla. I was. So, if you're ready, Brenda.
You're ready, ma'am.
Ready when you are, Doctor.
Mushrooms, Sister Camilla. That's the ticket.
Are the mushrooms important?
Without them, I would be but a wiped out husk.
They're the source of all his strength.
And I can't very well make your mother well without strength, can I, Jackie? Duh.
No.
Now, as I say, you may feel a little pressure around your temples, and when I first squeeze my fingers into your eye sockets, it's nothing to worry about, it's just procedure, isn't that right, gang?
It's nothing to worry about, just procedure.
My team. So, Mrs. Nichols, here goes nothing. Is that all right?
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you.
And now I'm going to insert my fingers into your sockets.
Did you be doing that so hard?
Please don't interrupt, Jackie.
Mum seems to be in pain.
Please don't disturb the doctor while he's at work. Thank you.
Otherwise, we may have to ask you to leave.
Oh, but he's hurting her. He's hurting Mum. Look.
I asked you to be quiet.
You can't just stand around and let him do this. This isn't medicine.
Please don't make us send for an orderly, Jackie.
Sending for an orderly would not be a course I'd recommend.
Keep that paper thing away from me.
Then, s'il vous plaît, et ferme your checko. Dr. Hamilton, are you all right?
Mushroom. Give me a mushroom.
At once, Dr. Morgan.
Are you all right, Dr. Hamilton?
I'm so, yes. How are you, Mrs. Nichols?
Mum, how are you?
I don't know. Rise, Mum. Are they all right? They're blue. You've got blue eyes again.
Oh, we're better to see you with.
To see me with?
You can see, can't you, Brenda? How many fingers?
Three.
And my tie is...
orange. It's a miracle.
Another success story for us all here at Stickton General. Do you concur, Dr. Baxter?
I do concur. We all concur.
Sister Camilla, Camilla?
Absolutely.
You can take your mother home, Jackie, with my blessing.
Oh, never.
Seen anything like it?
No, never.
Then let's everybody dance. Dr. Baxter.
So when seeds of love, seeds of love, sowing the seeds,
Right, well, if we're all done here, I'll be on my merry.
Oh, thank you again, Dr. Hamilton, for everything.
Thank you for being a wonderful patient. You were blind and now...
I can see.
Beautiful.
Is there anything you want us to do?
To do?
Well, post-op.
Oh, I don't think so, no. Treat yourself. There's a ZZ in town, I believe. Shall we go and see the next patient, people?
Let's do it, Dr. Hamilton.
Oh, there was one other thing, Doctor.
What?
William Palmer asked me to remember him to you.
Was he very cross?
He said you might need to give him assistance.
Oh, yes.
For someone called Laura.
Mr. Palmer.
Hello. Is this you? Are you he?
This is me.
We hear you have a medical emergency for us. Is that correct?
That is correct, in every particular. And you would be...
Baxter. Dr. Baxter. You can call me Baxter.
Thank you, Baxter. But I was hoping to see Morgan Hamilton.
Dr. Morgan awaits within. He's all scrubbed up and actually waiting on tenterhooks.
I'd like a moment to just speak with him alone before he commences any of his procedures.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't? Are you in need of your own private consultation, or do you want to go in with the patient? It's not Laura Tyler, is it?
You know her?
From college, we had a thing, nearly.
I believe Morgan may have murdered her.
Murdered her?
The way he murdered Matthias and Siri in his lake of silver theriacum.
His lake of... Ah, that would explain his skin.
What about his skin?
The silver of it. It took a bit of getting used to, but I'm there now.
I brought mushrooms. The mushrooms he likes.
That's excellent. But shouldn't we first be attending to Laura?
She's in the van over there.
Then let's let our orderlies get her in and looked after.
Your orderlies?
Top notch, aren't they?
They appear to be made of paper.
Dr. Morgan rustles them up as and when.
Is there no end to his talents?
Absolutely none. Now, let's get this emergency on the road, shall we?
And can I assume you're happy here, Sister Camilla Camilla?
Oh, I'm more than happy. I'm sanctified and purified.
Sanctified and purified.
Like everyone else who comes into contact with you, Dr. Morgan.
And if all has gone as I anticipated, then there will be wonders this night, and you and Baxter and Laura will be truly cleansed.
Laura the patient?
Laura the patient.
Well, nothing could make me happier. And to be here, in the operating room. Monitors, the table, the lights.
Bright enough to illuminate the most closed and broken of souls. Yours not least among them, Sister Camilla Camilla.
Without you, what am I?
Such a beautiful question, so beautifully put.
But where did you learn your magic?
With old Matthias.
With
He was my master and I miss him every day. Of course, the fact that I am becoming the very essence of life itself helps me to assuage my guilt.
The very essence?
Not that I had quite anticipated becoming it. No, I had not anticipated that. And once upon a time, I had a whole lake of it. Very Arkham treacle, men digging it up, everything.
Amazing.
Would you like a taste?
Would I?
Then kiss me. I warn you, my kiss can be a little overwhelming.
Just do it. That's amazing.
Feeling better?
Like I just got born.
Like you just got reborn.
You're so incredible, Morgan. You really are.
Am I?
You know you are. And what a kisser. Morgan?
I fear you're only saying these beautiful things because I put a spell on you.
A spell on me? What do you mean, a spell on me?
And soon that spell will be all broken and done with.
Why would you say such an awful thing?
Because my time is all but done.
Dr. Hambleton, we have admitted the patient and her companion. Mr. Palmer is here to see you.
Excellent. Where is the patient?
In the ER.
Excellent.
You'll never believe it, but it's Laura. Laura from college. Laura Tyler.
Well, of course it is.
I've got you your mushrooms, Morgan.
And I appreciate it, Billy. Thank you.
Although I must say, you're not looking your best. Oh, your skin.
It runs with the water of life.
That's not a look I'd recommend.
No, I don't suppose you would, but here we are. May I have a mushroom?
If I have a good mind not to.
I don't doubt you do. So may I have one?
I have to say, I do like what you've done with this place, Morgan.
I'll take that as a no.
How would one describe it? Cavernous, intimidating. The paper orderlies, it's an especially nice touch.
Who is this dreadful person?
Mrs. William. William Palmer, an old friend of the family.
He doesn't seem very friendly.
Largely because he isn't. Not in any wise. That is correct, isn't it, Billy?
It's quite the operation you have here.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Will you be attending to Laura?
How is Laura?
Is that supposed to be funny?
Perhaps you'd give us a minute, William and I, Sister Camilla Camilla Baxter.
I don't want to leave you alone with the horrible man.
Me neither.
Oh, I'm sure William and I'll be quite all right.
He has a look about him.
An assassin's look.
I'd imagine that's what he's here to do. Is that what you're here to do, Billy?
The thought had crossed my mind. After everything you've done, I'm sure you can understand.
After everything he's done? Dr. Hambleton has not just saved, but he has transformed lives over and over.
No, it is an illusion. All of it.
Except that it's not. It's true. And we have witnessed it, haven't we, Baxter?
Over and over again. You know, you shouldn't be so quick to judge, Mr. Palmer.
The work accomplished here at Stickton General is nothing short of what?
Of miraculous, Mr. Palmer.
And it is such a kind place, too. A kind place where those who once caused harm and made trouble for others may at last find their feet again.
Yes, their better feet.
And be sanctified and redeemed.
Well, you have them well trained, Morgan.
They speak the truth as they see it.
Yeah, the truth as you have allowed them to see it.
Is it so difficult to accept that we may all have a change of heart? That helping others is our only goal?
The way you helped poor Laura.
Camilla, Baxter.
Yes, Morgan.
As soon as I'm about to commence the procedure, I'll send for the patient from the ER.
But
just on you go, right now.
As you wish, Dr. Hambleton.
You know, you took your time, Billy. I expected you ages ago.
There were matters that needed attending to.
When aren't there? May I please have a mushroom now?
It's not a very varied diet, Morgan.
They're all I need.
For your skin?
For my everything.
I warned you that this would happen, this debilitation.
The consequences of magic, eh?
Are very terrible.
But so very worth it.
That's not a feeling that will last.
Look, I know what you're thinking. I do.
Do you?
And I'm sorry, Billy, I am. Jackson's Mill, the lake, everything that happened.
Oh, you're sorry. And Laura?
If there had been another way to achieve this, then...
But Morgan, don't you see?
Don't I see what?
Nothing has been achieved.
Status report, Dr. Baxter?
The patient, Laura Tyler, shows no sign of life.
What is that she has there?
Appears to be a pendant of some kind.
Do you think we should remove it?
It won't be removed. Try.
Should we sound the alert?
Be best we waited, I'd say. You heard what Dr. Morgan said. We nearly had a thing once, you know.
No, we didn't.
Laura and I.
You and the patient?
Dr. Morgan always had a thing for her, too.
He loved her.
From a distance.
Poor Dr. Morgan.
Never very popular.
How could that have been?
There was always an heir.
But what an heir! And tonight, he will sanctify and purify us all.
Hallelujah, Sister Camilla Camilla.
Hallelujah, Dr. Gordon Baxter.
You know, you're being very restrained, Billy. I thought you'd at least have tried to... I mean, you'd be within your rights to take a shot of some kind.
I'm biding my time.
Biding your time? Very good.
Parminder was very upset. You can imagine, in the funeral.
Yes.
A husband, a daughter, murdered. And let's not even mention the poor boy that you had Hartley smashed to pieces. Angel, was it? Or Hartley himself?
A lot of what went wrong for us at Jackson's Mill was Hartley's fault.
Yes, you're blaming him.
Well, if he hadn't abducted me in the first place...
And Laura Tyler, was that Hartley's fault too? The pendant?
I only gave Laura that silly copper pendant to make sure you came to find me, Billy.
Well, that silly copper pendant took Laura's life.
Not for very much longer.
What?
I was expecting you ages ago. The mushrooms were the clue and poor Laura the bait.
Then this is a trap?
No, Billy. This is about demonstrating to you what it means, what it really means for a human being to have a profound and amazing change of heart.
You and that change of heart...
Lights! Doctors! Action!
Laura?
Is the patient prepped, Sister Camilla Camilla?
Prepped and raring to go.
What are you going
to
do?
Baxter? Camilla? Anyone?
He's going to bring her back.
Bring her back?
From the great beyond.
There seem to be no vital signs at all.
That's because she's... Anyone?
Dead.
Good, Billy, good.
There's nothing good about it.
Only there is. There absolutely is. And I told you, didn't I tell you, in my note... that no harm would come to her, didn't I promise?
You murdered her, Morgan.
Only to be able to bring her straight back to life with you as my witness.
And that's your idea of not doing her any harm?
Pretty impressive, isn't it? The operating room. I designed it myself.
Goldfinger couldn't have done it better.
Ah, Goldfinger. Now, don't do this. Morgan, this is not for you.
Dr. Morgan knows what he's doing.
No, Dr. Morgan has no idea what he's doing, and I would strongly advise that you and Sister Camilla get as far away from here as you can, right now.
We're not going anywhere. No, we are not.
First, the pendant must be removed. One must take the most tender care and show it the most unwavering devotion. Have you the bat, Baxter?
Which bat would that be?
Why, the baseball bat, of course. Because as soon as I have released the pendant, you are to bash it all to pieces, is that clear?
Yes, Doctor.
And when the pendant is destroyed, you are to sweep it up into one of the bags provided, Sister Camilla.
You can count on me, Doctor.
Morgan, please.
No, time to be quiet now, Billy. This is my party. This is my show. Now, Baxter! Oh, God, Baxter, bravo. You too, Sister Camilla, Camilla.
What should I do with the bits?
Please give them to Mr. Palmer.
I don't want them.
Oh, yes, you do, Billy. Believe me, you do.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Now leave.
Nobody's leaving.
Status report, Baxter.
Patient appears to still be dead.
That's good. That's very good.
What you are about to do is forbidden.
Forbidden?
Please, Morgan.
But I am life, Billy. I am life itself. And one kiss will change the world forever.
No, Morgan.
It's the only way to put things right, because Laura here is my change of heart. Thank you, Dr. Baxter. Thank you, Sister Camilla Camilla. But your work at Stickton General is done. The orderlies will see you out.
But we don't want to go, do we, Sister Camilla?
Absolutely not.
We really haven't time to debate this, but what we have achieved here at Stickton G has been righteous and real and good. Know that and walk away with heads held high.
We do know that, don't we, Baxter?
I'll never forget you, Morgan.
Nor are you, Baxter. Now go, both of you, quickly. Now, Let's see if we can't do our bit for Laura. I had such a crush on her, you know. Back in the day.
This will be the end of you, Morgan.
Then I will have done your dirty work for you. That is what you came here to do, isn't it, Billy? Finish me.
Yeah, but not like this.
Then how?
You're not really going to try and bring her back, are you?
Aren't I? Now give me a mushroom.
And if I don't?
Then I'll take one anyway. With or without you. Love that song.
Yeah.
Thank you, Billy. Appreciate it.
I'm sorry, Morgan.
Sorry?
For failing you.
You'll show me mercy, won't you? Given all I'm doing.
Mercy?
Mercy. I did love you so, Billy. I really did. And with this kiss, dear Laura, I conclude my labour.
You bring it here, Billy. I can't believe you brought it here to my caravan, my home.
Morgan's not an it.
Well, whatever it is or it isn't, it shouldn't be in my outhouse.
I just need a day or two to get things straight.
Is he even alive?
I won't forget this, Randall.
I thought you didn't like him, Morgan.
Old ties bind.
Sad pilgrim.
What did you say?
What did I say when?
Just then.
Nothing. And New Wave Dave's coming over in a bit to play pontoon, so it's best you lay low for an hour or two.
I'm going to Ludlow.
You what?
Just for an hour or two.
You're leaving me with that thing.
I will be back before you know it.
It actually got destroyed. The hospital.
Yes, it actually did.
Wondered why you were looking so bruised and battered.
Now you know me.
And Morgan did that with magic.
Magic beyond his grasp.
Not that far beyond. Obviously.
New Wave Dave?
He's all mouth and haircut.
You want to buy my van?
Well, if it's for sale.
Make me an offer.
Of course.
Did you help me recently?
Don't you remember, Laura?
Something about Morgan Hambleton and some weird-looking mushrooms.
And the pendant?
Pendant? What pendant? Did bad things happen to me?
Nothing that isn't sorted now.
Then that's good, isn't it? Now I have something for you.
You do?
Don't ask me why, but I'm to give you this silver scalpel. You have the copper already? The bits of the pendant were all in the bag. Is that the pendant you're talking about?
Yes. How did you come by these things?
Couple showed up yesterday. Camilla and Gordon Baxter. I was at college with Gordon. Anyway, they said you'd understand. Oh, and you're to take Morgan to the Queen of the Corn. It's the price for letting Morgan do your dirty work for you.
They said this?
Who said this?
Camilla and Gordon.
Who?
It's of no consequence.
Sorry, you are...
My name's Palmer, William Palmer, and I'd like to make you an offer.
An offer?
For your van?
In Pilgrim Stickton General by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz, Pilgrim was played by Paul Hilton, Morgan was Justin Salinger, and Camilla, Scarlett Brooks. Baxter was Nick Underwood, Randall, Carl Prekop, and Jackie, Nicola Ferguson. Brenda was Susan Jameson, Laura, Adie Allen, and the legend was Agnes Bateman. Pilgrim was produced by Mark Beebe, and the director was Jessica Drumgoole.
Pilgrim continues tomorrow afternoon at 2:15. We'll be making history in a couple of minutes. And later this afternoon, we're going to meet somebody who can memorise a 1,000-digit number in an hour. Find out how he does it in word of mouth at 4:00.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. New proposals have been published which would allow the police, security and intelligence services to gather and access details of electronic communications. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, said oversight had been strengthened since draft legislation was issued 4 months ago, with new safeguards to protect privacy. But in some areas, the Investigatory Powers Bill goes further than the initial proposals. It permits police to obtain internet connection records for a specific investigation, provided it's necessary and proportionate. Some relatives of the 29 people killed in the Omagh bombing in 1998 have said they feel let down by the criminal justice system after prosecutors dropped their case against a man charged with the murders. Seamus Daly had always denied involvement in the Real IRA attack. No one has ever been convicted of the killings in a criminal court. Prosecutors withdrew the case after a key witness gave inconsistent evidence. Mr. Daly's lawyer, Peter Corrigan, said it was the right decision.
Our thoughts are obviously with the Omagh families and the people that were murdered in Omagh in 1998. However, the prosecution against the defendant, Seamus Daly, was based on a house of straw.
The trial has begun of a teenager accused of murder after a 16-year-old boy died following a fight at a school in Aberdeen. The teenager, who's also 16, denies murdering Bailey Gwynn last October. Russia's foreign minister has called for a new pact to combat what he said was the threat of militants from the Islamic State group waging chemical warfare in the Middle East. Sergei Lavrov said there were reports of militants gaining access to technical documents on producing chemical weapons. Three British researchers have won a coveted science prize for their pioneering research into how memories form. Professors Tim Bliss, Graham Collingridge and Richard Morris will share €1 million after being awarded the Brain Prize, regarded as the Nobel of Neuroscience. BBC News.
In Costing the Earth in 30 Minutes, Peter Gibbs explores how sound could become a vital tool in conservation. Before that, here's Helen Castor and guests, making history.
Hello. Well, now we know. The Oscars die is cast, but the argument about black representation in the awards season isn't going to go away in a hurry. And today we find out that, closer to home, the historical world is also hideously white.
It looks like a tin can cut in half, then put on its side with the ends bricked up.
We celebrate the centenary of an iconic yet unloved building that helped us win two world wars. And, moving from architecture to interior design, we learn what Queen Victoria thought of one of our best-loved and most historic places of worship.
It said that she turned to the Dean and she said it was dull, cold, dreary and dingy.
We hear how the team at St Paul's, stung into action by that royal reprimand, brought their austere cathedral to brilliantly colourful life. And, of course, we have our guests. Joining us on the line from Edinburgh is Dr. Olivette Otelli, Senior Lecturer in History at Bath Spa University.